All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This week, we are coming to you from the State Farm Center on the campus of the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. Great card tonight as we have the Interstate 74 title on the line, the first of two matches that Brooklyn Brawler has signed against the State Patrol. If he beats Sergeant Butterly Parker this week, he gets to face Lieutenant James Earlwright next week, defending the title. We also have Brian Christopher facing off against Barry Horowitz in what should be a good match, picking up some speed in the Interstate 74 division. And we've got our main event, the Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Iceman King Parsons defending the title against Rick the Model Martel. A short card this week, but we'll get through it pretty quickly. All right, opening match is Davey Boy Smith facing off against Mark Merrow. Davey Boy had a good showing last week in the Battle Royal. Mark Merrow, he and Johnny B. Bad got too much involved with each other, but that's their thing. All right, but Smith and Merrow in this match have a good match to start our card tonight. Smith has control of the match from the opening bell until he gets the pin with a running power slam in a time of 12 minutes, 59 seconds. Next, we move to the Interstate 74 title. Brooklyn Brawler defending against one half of the State Patrol, Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. Parker shows a little bit of fatigue from last week's Illinois Tag Team Titles match. Brawler quickly gets the pin with a spinning spine buster out of the corner in a time of 3 minutes 27 seconds. Your winner and still Interstate 74 champion is the Brooklyn Brawler. Next week, he gets to face the other half of the State Patrol. Well, Devin Storm comes out to the interview desk next. He complains about his continual issues with Hot Stuff and Hyatt International for more than a year now. He says that he is done with messing around with the rules. There isn't enough room in the PWA for both Devin and Iron Mike Sharp. He thought there might have been a light at the end of the tunnel when he and Sharp were American Tag Team Champions. But that light was just the train that is Hot Stuff and Hyatt International coming straight at him. Devin lays the challenge out to Sharp for a loser leaves PWA match. One of them has to go. And there's crickets. Devin leaves the unanswered challenge on the table as he leaves the area. Our next match has Scott Taylor, one half of the former American Tag Team Champions Too Cool, facing off against one half of the Illinois Tag Team Champions, Tennessee Stud Robert Fuller. Fuller and Taylor have a good match. Taylor thinks he has the match won and starts to dance the worm. Dylan climbs onto the ring apron. Sunshine climbs onto the ring apron and starts arguing with him. Taylor takes a swing at Dylan, who ducks. Fuller gets back to his feet and nails Taylor from behind. He eventually gets the pin with the pile driver in a time of 13 minutes, 28 seconds. Your winner is the Tennessee Stud, Robert Fuller. Next match is Brian Christopher, the other half of Too Cool, facing off against Barry Horowitz. Christopher and Horowitz have a good match, which goes the entire 15-minute time limit. The fans are quite into the match the entire time. Christopher has Horowitz down after a DDT. He is climbing the turnbuckle as the bell rings. He disregards the bell and comes off with a flying fist drop. Christopher demands that Calhoun make the pinfall count, but Calhoun refuses. So, a time limit draw between Brian Christopher and Barry Horowitz. Well, that brings the three of them together, both members of Too Cool and Sunshine, their manager, to the interview desk. They demand a meeting with somebody, anybody from the booking committee. They want a rematch with Iceman King Parsons and Austin Idol for the American Tag Team titles. I come out to speak with them about their title rematch. I tell them that it won't be for a few weeks. In 2 weeks, Idol and Parsons have a title defense against the former American Tag Team Champions, the Acolytes, a couple of champions before them. Too Cool can have the next title shot after the 22nd. If they don't like that option, they can always find another place to wrestle. Sunshine starts to rip me a new one, but her tag team drags her away from the desk. None of them are happy with my decision, but what are they going to do about it? I leave the desk area after a quick reminder about the IAW update coming to us right now. So yesterday, Tuesday, October 7th, up in Alberta, the international tag team titles were on the line as Ted DiBiase and Mike Rotunda defended the titles against the British Bulldogs. And the Bulldogs pull off the win to win the titles. So your new international tag team champions are Davey Boy Smith and Dynamite Kid, the British Bulldogs. Which leaves us with a question. Davey Boy Smith started the card out here tonight. He was in Alberta last night to win the titles with Dynamite Kid. Dynamite Kid has not signed a contract with the PWA. He's staying up in Stampede. Davey Boy Smith has signed that contract with the PWA. So we're going to see how this works with them being in two separate territories and yet being the international tag team champions. But that's up to them to figure out and for the IAW committee. I'm not going to worry about that right now. I'm going to get on to the next match, which is the living legend Larry Zbysko facing off against Johnny B. Badd. Badd gets ready for this important match against Zbysko. However, Mero slides into the ring and attacks Badd, causing the disqualification in a time of 2 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winner by disqualification is Johnny B. Badd. Badd and Mero brawl around the ring. Zbysko leaves the ring, allowing the two to tear into each other until the referees break them apart. So Zbysko, normally one that is going to be upset about having lost a match by disqualification, but again, he doesn't want to get into the whole Mark Mero, Johnny B. Badd story anyway. So he leaves the ring. Now we get to our main event. Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Iceman King Parsons defending against Rick the Model Martel. So Martel gets his shot at the Illinois heavyweight title and Iceman King Parsons. The match doesn't go very long because Terry Taylor rushes the ring and attacks Martel. Iceman quickly grabs his title belt and leaves the ringside area, having lost the match by disqualification, but he is still your Illinois heavyweight champion. Taylor and Martel brawl with each other until Martel captures him in a Boston Crab. Although Taylor is in the ropes, Jerry Calhoun can't really help him. Martel finally releases the hold after Taylor passes out. Iceman King Parsons was the only member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International present at the arena tonight. It was eerily quiet without at least Eddie or Missy around. However, I'm sure that absence is going to have its price paid before too long. All right, that is it for this week. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.